Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen, don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, May the 19th, 2018. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going off the beaten path just a little bit today. We want to talk about exposure therapy. We're going to talk about today how you are being systematically exposed to your negative habit pattern to desensitize you from the ability to remove your negative habit pattern. Today, we want to talk about how you are being systematically desensitized by exposure therapy. Today's message is one of the most profound messages you know, that you can hear. Because what we're going to talk about today is the psychology behind the theology that is being promoted by the dominant culture. Everything that you see on TV, including what's going on right now with the royal wedding, and everything is designed. It's not by happenstance. Every date, every TV program, the music, everything has been well thought out in advance to make sure that you are exposed to certain ideology to assist you with your theology. Systematic desensitization or systematic. Notice it's systematic. This is called gradual exposure therapy. It is a type of cognitive behavior replacement therapy. Now, this is what I do inside of my life management system. This is why this is so easy for me to identify. The sad thing about it is most of us do not understand because we have not been exposed to the gradual exposure therapy. Now, I say this all the time. Why are they repeatedly showing on the news school shootings of kids going into high schools and shooting up the schools? Why are they repeatedly showing on the news? Why are they exposing you to certain traumatic events? Why do they keep showing black men getting beat down by police officers over and over and over and over and over again? And what happens to your brain after you have been repeatedly exposed to certain type of stimuli? Today's topic, my brothers and sisters, is so profound that it almost is unexplainable. It is almost unattackable. Desensitization is a gradual numbing of your automatic defense mechanisms against, let's just call it what it is, crazy. If I can systematically, there's a three-step process that is being used on you today, right now, as we speak. This process of systematically desensitizing you occurs when I first expose you to some type of an anxiety-inducing stimuli. So if you see a kid walk into a school and start killing other people, that is an anxiety. I must attack a specific phobia. This is systematic. This is not by chance. This is being carried out on you and your children in a very systematic way to desensitize you. And most people cannot identify that this is producing anxiety and releasing cortisol inside of their body. This is an anxiety-inducing event. Emphasis on the word anxiety. Gas prices go up, anxiety. Weather modification, anxiety. What's going on, you know, in Syria, nuclear weapon threat between United States and North Korea, school shootings, another black man get beat down by the police. All of these events are anxiety disorders or phobias, or this is what is called cognitive behavioral therapy, the ability to use certain or to incorporate certain counter conditioning principles that is designed to manipulate you. Number one in the step or the three-step process to get you desensitized so that way you can walk past a man getting beat down on the street and you probably piss on him and keep going. You can see a kid getting mowed down in a school, you won't even blink an eye. It's designed to get you to accept negativity. You are being programmed to be a good slave. We all are underneath this cosmogrator spell. The second step in the three-step process, after you've been introduced to an anxiety-inducing stimuli, then the second step is the learning of a relaxation or coping mechanism. The first step is anxiety. The second step is the coping mechanism. The coping mechanism is the thing that is the excuse or it's the reason that they give you as to why the kid walked into the school and killed everybody. I got to give you a reason so that way, again, it can assist you with coping with this traumatic event. Once I give you that coping mechanism, because first I introduce you to the event over and over again, black man shot down in the street. So now, how do you deal? How do you cope with that? Well, it's the black man's fault because, you know, he was driving while black. So I got to give you something to cope because you can't change the situation, or I got to get you to think you can't change it. So I got to feed you a line that you don't question. Once you accept the dominant culture's definition, you are cooked like a goose. And so the people that are doing the abusing give you the reason or the excuse or the ability, again, is they call the Helican dialectic. The Helican dialectic is I create the problem, and then I also offer the solution. I'm going to create the problem. I'm going to put fluoride in your water. And then I'm going to give you the solution called medication. I'm going to create the problem. I'm going to, you know, give you genetically modified organisms. Then I'm going to give you some medication. I'm going to create the problem, offer the solution. Create the problem, offer the solution. The Helican dialectic. But that's not the good part. That's not the mind-blowing part in all of this, my brothers. You see, what's crazy is the desensitize. Once you become desensitized, see, we're all sensitive, but I need to tie you. How? Expose you to something. How does porn work? You watch so many naked women that when a naked woman walks in front of you, no response. Why? You've been overexposed. So desensitization, being desensitized, my brothers and sisters, is this overexposure to a stimulating event. Now, in this case, it's a anxiety. So number one, anxiety, stimulating event. Number two, give you an excuse called a coping mechanism as to why this event is. Then once you understand or once you've been taught how to use your coping mechanism, the last key or the third step is to teach you to react towards or to overcome the stimulation by saying to yourself, there's nothing I can do about it. See, the goal of the process is to get you to accept that there's nothing that you can do about the situation, the ability to get you to connect with the negativity. It is reinforcing your negative habit pattern, which is, I can't do nothing. I'm a poor critter. I'm helpless. It's learned helplessness. So you learn how you can't help yourself. This overexposure, this exposure therapy, this, again, being desensitized by being exposed over and over and over again by, again, establishing the anxiety, that the anxiety is must be fear, doubt, and unbelief. So if you notice everything that you do, everything that come on TV, everything is designed to do one thing, and that is to stimulate fear, to stimulate doubt, to stimulate unbelief. This is designed to establish what they call, again, the anxiety hierarchy. Now, once the anxiety hierarchy is established, then it's very, very difficult for you to identify the cause of the fear. So the enemy wants to hide the fear because there's so much anxiety, so many things going on, that how can you go through and list what is causing you to be unpleasant? What's the cause? So it's very, very, very important because, see, there's many causes of fear. But the goal is to expose you to this anxiety-stimulating event. And there's a plethora of anxiety. There is a hierarchy, if you will, of different types of anxieties or things that cause or things that are anxiety-provoking or fear-provoking. It is designed to induce fear. And so what I'm going to do, if I'm the bad guy, and again, the bad guy is he's a damn good bad guy. We're poor good guys, but the bad guy, the bad guy is on his job. The bad guy is a damn good bad guy. I gotta give him much props for him. Hey, he's good at what he does. So the exposure is designed to lead you to a reduced state. It's designed to increase tolerance. Let me say that again. It is designed to increase tolerance. Let me say that again. It is designed to increase tolerance. Let me say that again. It is designed to increase tolerance. Thing is designed so that way you don't shine. It is designed to increase tolerance. It's so that way you can tolerate being unhappy. So you're unhappy, but now I got to get you to like it. It's not enough for you just to be unhappy, brothers and sisters. I want you to be happy being unhappy. I want you to be, it's not enough for you to be poor and in poverty and destitute, can't pay your bills on time. I want you to be happy. I want you to want that poverty, homie. I want you to go looking for that poverty. I want you to sign up for poverty. You have been desensitized to think that poverty is normal. You've seen so much poverty that, hey, it's okay to get my lights turned off. Everybody else got their lights turned off. It's okay for you to be in a sucky relationship. Everybody else is in a sucky relationship. Everybody else's wife don't do shit for them. Everybody else, you know, got a whack job. Everybody else's health is deteriorating. Everybody else is unhappy. Everybody else walking around dumb as a box of rocks. So since everybody else is in the same boat as you, I'm going to tolerate it. So we've learned to tolerate being unhappy. We've learned to tolerate being ignorant. We've learned to tolerate being sick. It's blowing my mind. I'm really struggling. I went down to my father, and, you know, they trying to sign him up for this thing. Everybody, I know 30-year-old black men on dialysis. What the is going on? Are you serious? Kidney's gone. 30 years old, they getting a check, $666 from the government every month. Kidney's gone and you're 30 years old. And it's tolerated. It's normal. Let me make sure you understand. Everybody and their grandmother should be on today's call, but, you know, everybody's watching the royal wedding. Even that is a form of systematic induced desensitization or being desensitized by overexposure to traumatic events. That is why there's school shootings every week. That is why you're going to see a black man getting beat down tomorrow on Facebook. Guaranteed. That is why you're going to see Trump and the North Korean dude going back and forth. Hey, there might be a nuclear war. There might not. Hey, we might have this agreement. We might not. It's designed to produce fear, doubt, and unbelief. But doubt, that's the big one. Why? Hope defers does what? According to the Bible. According to the Helios Biblos, hope deferred desensitizes the heart. It makes the heart cold. That means you can't respond. So you're going to see a black man getting beat down by the cops, and you can say, oh, there goes another black man getting beat. Let's go watch a movie. You will have no reaction. You can walk past and see a 12-year-old girl getting raped, and you won't do shit about it. Not you, but people you know. That's what's going on, brothers and sisters. That's the direction that we're going. That's the problems that we're that's what's being promoted by the dominant culture. You are being desensitized. And now it's on a scale that I didn't think they was going to push. I didn't think, because they got all of these crisis actors. And I never thought I would live to see the day where something like 9/11 would happen in the United States of America. I never thought that I would live to see the day where an event that can produce anxiety on a massive scale so that way I could introduce the Patriot Act, or the Patriot Act, to take away your freedom of your First Amendment rights. So now when I was a cop, you could not pull over somebody without probable cause. Now a cop can pull you over, he don't need no probable cause. Because all he got to say, well, he looked like a terrorist. He was a terroristic threat to me. He was a threat to Homeland Security. So I have the right to search his car and his vehicle, sir. Please step out the vehicle. And everybody knows nobody's going to step out of their vehicle if they ain't done nothing wrong. Oh, so now you're resisting arrest. I got the right to put a bullet in your head. That, if you are a black man in America, if you are a black parent in this country, if you got black children, you need to sit your children down and teach them. If a cop tells you something, follow the directions. You can debate and argue it later. They killing Negroes because Negroes don't understand. The moment you're given a directive by a law enforcement officer, my brother's still a law enforcement officer. If I pull you over and tell you, sir, get out your vehicle, you don't ask me why. You exit the vehicle. Once you get out the vehicle, then are legal to put a bullet in your head the moment you do not go and apply or follow the command. If a command is given, you follow the command and you debate the command later. Everybody I see is getting shot because they know that the command that is being given is whack. But you're not a lawyer and you're not a judge and you're not an ex-cop. If I get pulled over, the first thing I tell them is, let me get your name and your badge number. I am also ex-police officer. And the moment I say that, I bill collectors call me and I tell them, I'm an ex-police officer. We're just wondering, we are the third collector, okay, that you're calling me and you brought my note from who? From who? Because if you ask the question, they must answer it. But the bill collectors know that you do not know the right questions to ask. I had a bill collector call me from a debt that was from 1992. They are the sixth collector that has brought that debt. The stuff has been on my credit and removed already. Now, if I'm stupid enough to pay them, they just made money. So why are they calling me? I told them, please take me off your call list. Do not put me on the do not call list. Okay, sir, thank you very much. You have a great day. If you don't know your rights, somebody's going to come and tell you your rights. See, right now, you are believing that the dominant culture has told you, which is you have no rights. And since the dominant culture tells you you ain't got no rights, black man, black woman, you believe them. Why would you believe somebody else's version of you over your own? Because you've been taught. You have learned helplessness. How did we learn to be helpless? How have our cognitive behavior changed? There's a South African psychologist by the name of Joseph Wolpe, W-O-L-P-E. Joseph Wolpe from South Africa studied, he was a clinical psychologist. He developed a system to help people effectively overcome phobias of anxiety disorder. What Joseph Wolpe understood was the process of helping somebody to accept their fear. Let me say that again. You got a phobia, or you are afraid of spiders. I need you to think that a spider is not a threat. Now listen to the words that I'm saying very carefully. Please, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. If you are afraid of snakes, Joseph Wolf developed a cognitive, that means it changes your neurons in your brain. So, and again, I'd like for you to look this up. It's Joseph Wolf, South African physicist, Joseph, last name W-O-L-P-E. The first step in the system was the desensitive to desensitize you. How do you desensitize somebody? How do I make somebody who's very sensitive, who's very caring, who's very loving, who's very compassionate, who's very kind and gentle, has all of these godly attributes. How do I turn them into, how do I turn somebody's good bad? Joseph will find the thing that induces the anxiety. Now, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. So if I can induce fear, I can induce faith. If I can induce poverty, I can induce wealth. If I can induce disease, I can induce health. If I can induce, again, this is extremely important, but I'm praying to God, the big one, not the little one, that you can hear what I'm trying to say to you today, because your life depends upon it. If you have black children, their lives depend upon it. If you got a black male child, there won't be any black men in 20 years from now. Your black man, your black son does not have the option not to hear what I'm getting ready to say. If you do not sit that boy down and teach him this, he will not reach 30, 35. He'll be dead by then. The feminization of the black male has already been accomplished. There's very few of them that are out there that are out in the world today that doesn't have it. I see it in my own sons. And I raised them pretty hard. But I had a conversation with both of my sons. And like most black men, I got controlled. And I read the Willie Lynch letter that was written in 1712, 1730. And he said, this is how you destroy the black race. And he listed 12 things in that letter. Go to Google, type in Willie Lynch, Virginia Beach, read the letter. Black man, if you don't believe me. Black woman, if you don't believe me. White man, blue man, whatever color, doesn't matter. Everything in that letter is exactly how I live my life. And I never heard the letter, never knew nothing about the letter until about 10 years ago. How did I do everything in that letter? Everything, not a couple of things. Everything in that letter. And all of my friends and everybody that I know, they've done the same thing. When I ask them, have you read the Willie Lynch letter? They all say no. All of my little nieces and nephews that are black, they're all doing the 12 steps to feminize, neutralize, and destroy the black race, and they don't even know it. Now, this was studied and this was developed not just to destroy the black man, but to destroy morality and to destroy wealth, health, wisdom, relationships, rights, your inalienable rights, not man-made, God-given. How do I destroy your godhood? This is way deeper than race for me. So what? I married outside of my race. So what? I'm strong in body, weak in mind. So what? The little head thinks for the big head. So what? I'm a functional illiterate. So what? All of these steps that destroy race. Race is not eternal. Spirit is. What got my attention was, see, the enemy wants you to talk about race issues. Because why? That's a non-issue when it comes to the big G. Because the moment you tell me, if you can explain to me the race of God, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you can explain and tell me that God is a black man, white man, blue man, a green man, then I'll support your cause. I'll join your organization. But I haven't found nobody yet that can tell me what color is spirit. Color is the wind. If you can tell me what color is spirit, if you can tell me what color is the wind, don't even email me, man. Call me, 210-290-5927. If you can tell me the color of spirit and give me some proof, scientific proof, biological proof, and spiritual proof, if you can tell me the color of the pneuma or the ruach or the animating principle inside the body, if you can tell me what race it is, what color it is, if it's a black or a blue, I'll join your organization to destroy and kill all of the colors. If you can tell me, if you can give me some proof. Now don't call me with no bullshit that everybody else can be, that y'all do. Not y'all, but, you know, people you know. But if you got proof, homie, I ain't found it yet. So maybe there's somebody out there that knows something I don't. If you do, hey, call me, please. Email me. Because, see, the enemy got you arguing over non-issues. Now, don't get me wrong. I was in the sacred name movement, too. I was a Hebrew Israelite, too. I was, you know, considering the new Black Panther Party, too. I considered all that stuff, man. I would say I was an Egyptologist, too. I studied it. I was a Kabbalist. I've joined the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. I fell for the bullshit, too. So I'm not saying if you are in that space, that's something wrong. They got me, too. Now, I didn't stay there very long, but they had me for about a week, you know, 2 weeks. And then I prayed the prayer that I've been praying since my mother died. You know that prayer I pray every day? Lord, don't let me be deceived. If you pray that prayer, now again, I don't recommend you pray it unless you're for real. But if you're for real, all you got to do is just pray one prayer. Now, that's what is called a negative affirmation. When I was 13, I said that prayer. Now that I'm knocking on 60, I don't pray don't, because the brain doesn't comprehend a negative affirmation, meaning don't tell me what you are against. So since I know that, I'm not 13 no more, so I don't say, Lord, don't let me be deceived. I pray D, not A. So every morning I wake up, I say, Heavenly Father, lead me and guide me into D truth and F A truth. I'm not interested. Everybody coming around telling me, well, Brother Will, I got A version. I got, you know, this version. I got A truth. I'm not interested. I'm interested in D truth. Pray that prayer. Now, I don't recommend you pray that prayer if you're still playing church, brother, because it's going to destroy your life. Now, what do I mean? If you pray for the truth, what everybody else got, a truth, your life will be like mine. You will be the Lone Ranger. You will not have friends. Your own husband and your own wife are going to look at you like you on some serious drugs. I do not recommend you pray that prayer unless you're serious, because your ass is going to be alone. And I come out from my read of a book. Oh, they'll be with you physically, but they're not going to be with you mentally. Nobody can go there. I haven't found a person yet. I'm still looking for some. Now, what do I mean by that statement? Do I got friends? Sure, I got a lot of friends. Do they understand me? Nope. Do I understand them? Nope. Family members don't even understand me. Why? I'm not praying for a version of truth. I'm not interested in Jesus Christ and him crucified. Everybody else got that. The Bible I read says, narrow is the road. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. When Noah, if that was a Noah, when he died, how many people were saved in the flood? Noah and his family. Total of about 8 people. Out of how many people on the earth? How many people do y'all think that has the truth? Probably can count on one hand. So let me make sure you understand. Because, see, what I'm talking about is totally different from what everybody else is talking about. I'm talking about something that is totally different. I'm talking about a systemized, planned, organized, harmonious arrangement. That's in the Bible called the cosmos. That's what we live in. We live, now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But when I went to NASA's website, they said that we live in the cosmos. And then I go to the Bible, when they said that who we wrestle against, who we fight against, guess what his name was? Cosmos. Now, Cosmos Grator. It means cosmic God, cosmic Lord. Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, man. So, you know, hey, I digress. However, let me make sure you understand. It's extremely, extremely important, because I am not here to do what everybody else is doing. Let me make sure you understand. I'm here because I got one agenda, the truth. That's it. Now, everybody else got different agendas. That's okay. I had those agendas too. I just have to, you know, there's only so many cars you can drive. There's only so many houses you can drive. There's only so much nookie you can get. There's only so much alcohol you can drink. There's only so much food you can drink. Whatever your coping mechanism is. After a while, that coping mechanism, whatever you do that allows you to cope with this reality, because you know something's wrong. You know, just like I know, there is no reason a kid should walk into a school and shoot other kids. You know. You know as well as I do that if they, whoever they are, wanted to prevent that, it's very easy to do. Whether it means you put a fence around the school and you pat down, same way they do prisons, you pat down everybody that comes in. Now, if you want to prevent it, there is a way to prevent it. And will it be easy? Probably not. Would it cost money? Sure. Is it worth it? I think it might be worth it. Which I don't think. Systematic desensitization is also known as gradual exposure therapy. So exposure therapy is cognitive behavior modification that was developed by the South African psychologist by the name of Joseph Wolpe, Wolpe. It is a process by which a person is systematically introduced to the thing that they are afraid of. Now, if I systematically introduce you to the thing you are afraid of little by little, what happens to you? Based upon scientific research, not hearsay, not what the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not what Master Teacher 33, based upon cognitive. That means I put your brain on some machine and I see what fires off, what turns off, what elevates your heart rate, what slows it down. If I put you inside of a machine and I watch what stimulates you, what makes you happy, sad, fat, skinny, all of this stuff, based upon scientific research. Exposure therapy is a technique that, again, treats anxiety disorders. It's actually a positive technique. But what happens when you have overexposure? Now, if anybody don't, and now again, it's really just a test of theory, brother. It really is a test of theory, sister, because it's already been tested on you. You are a living example of it. Right now, you are desensitized to a lot of things. Now, we all are. So the question is, what are you desensitized to? And how did you get desensitized? So in order for me to desensitize you, there is certain things I have to do to you. And all of these things are taught, and all of these things are being done. Remember, this works positively, but when it's done over and over and over again, when you see a black man pulled over by a cop and getting beat down, what happens? Fight or flight. You got to do something about it, or you got to develop a coping mechanism to explain to your brain, because your brain knows it's wrong, and your brain is asking you, are you going to do something? Well, you're not going to get in your car and drive to wherever the incidents take place. So what do? You're going to tell your brain, I can't go because it's too far. That's a coping mechanism. Now, I'm not saying that the coping mechanisms are true or they're not true. I'm trying to explain to you the neuropathic effects of neuropathy, how the neurons inside of your brain is rewired through overstimulation. Now, if you overstimulize any organ in your body, that's what diabetes is. If you eat so much sugar that your pancreas releases so much insulin that it gets to a place where it can't release any more insulin. It's burned out. What happens to the brain when you overstimulate the brain? And the brain sends too much adrenaline or cortisol. It stops. Why? Because it has been too much. There is this syndrome, this desensitization syndrome that happens when you overstimulate a sensory organ or when you hypersensitize an area of the brain. That's what is happening. That's what has happened. That's why you have a negative pattern, negative habit pattern. That's why I'm in business. That's why I will always be in business, because the more I talk to my clients and explain to them what their negative habit pattern, the more the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, reinforces the negative habit pattern. So I talk to clients every day and I ask them one question. I want to ask you the same question that I ask all my clients. If you can answer this question, I got 100. Nah, that's too much money. I got 10 grand. I got 10 grand for you if you can answer this question. Your goal that you have, right where you are right now, what goal do you have? Do you have a goal in the area of wealth? Do you have a goal in the area of health? Do you have a goal in the area of wisdom? Do you have a goal in the area of relationships? If you're single, do you have a goal of finding a mate? If you're sick, do you have a goal or would you like to be healthy? If you make $100,000 a year, do you have a goal or would you like to make $200,000 a year? If you're fat, would you like to be skinny? Would you like to be fat or put on a few pounds? If you have a goal, is there anybody listening to me right now that has a goal? Okay. I got somebody that's, oh, you got to go? You got to go? Oh, okay, okay. We got a few listeners that have goals. Now, how come you have that goal? Why isn't your goal fulfilled? 10 grand on the line. What's stopping you from living your goal, or why don't you have your goal today? Now, let me be crystal clear. I need you to understand what exposure therapy is and why it is so effective and why it has neutered you so that way you cannot move forward towards your goal. Remember, it's systematic. Systematic desensitization is called gradual exposure therapy. Gradual. Emphasis on the word gradual. So this gradual exposure therapy, this is called learned counter conditioning. This is how you modify behavior patterns. Now, I have Claronomics based upon, again, the ancient text, Claros, Claro, which is come from the Greek word K-L-E-R-O, Claro. Now, this is why my system works. Now, with my clients, I ask them this question that I'm asking you. And you know what they tell me? They tell me their coping mechanism. That's exactly what you're going to tell them, because you do not know. Because if you knew what was preventing you from losing, if you're fat, what's preventing you, now you know what to do. But why don't you do? Everybody knows if you're fat, you got to eat less calories than you consume, and you got to do something to burn calories. But how come you don't do it? Everybody knows that if you make $100,000 a year and you want to make $200,000 a year, you have to make more money. So how do you make more money? Well, you get another job, or you create something of value and you offer it to the marketplace. So that way you give a product, service, or information that has value, that is hopefully endued with enthusiasm, that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. And then in exchange for your product, I give you money. Everybody knows that. But how come everybody don't do that? If you're ignorant, you know you got to go to school, or you got to look up with somebody that's smarter than you, and you learn from them. But how come we don't do that? If you're in a bad relationship, you let people and people treat you like dirt, and you know they treat you like dirt, but you allow them to treat you like dirt, and you know you probably should maybe leave, or maybe, you know, stand up for yourself, or don't let that guy. Now, especially with physical abuse, you know that, okay, the man should not beat the woman that he claims he loves. Now, he sleeps with you at night. Y'all make love, y'all hold each other, y'all kiss each other, but then the next day he beats you like you're a thug on the street. Then he bring you flowers and you do it all over again. Now, you know that's not right. But yet, you stay in a relationship, not you, but people you know, with a guy that's abusive, whether it be emotional abuse or physical abuse. Why? So we know what to do. Why don't we do? It's called tolerance. See, to begin the process of systematic tolerance, you first must be taught relaxation skills, coping skills. Satisfaction is the father of ignorance. See, you have to be taught to tolerate disorder, negative, poverty, disease, ignorance, disrespect. You got to be taught it. Because something in you automatically says that you want to stand up, but then you get slapped down when you was a kid. Somebody do something wrong, you say, hey, oh, boy, shut up and sit down. Yeah, but that's not, I don't care, sit down. But that's not right, y'all. So you got to be taught. You have to be taught coping mechanisms. You got to be taught to settle, because you are designed to elevate. You got to be taught. Oh, you've been taught well, brother, and you've been taught well, sister. You see, in order to control you, I have to make sure that there are certain skills that you are taught that allows you to sit or to stay in a box of my choosing. See, there is a process that you and I and everybody has been through. That it's a process where we learn to cope and to settle for fear, doubt, and unbelief, because faith, hope, and love is just a pipe dream. So we've all learned how not to overcome. We've all learned to settle. We've all learned, because we've been desensitized through gradual exposure to poverty, to gradual exposure to ignorance, to gradual exposure to disease, to gradual exposure to negativity and bad relationships. See, they didn't just give you a bunch of sugar. See, they just put a little bit of sugar in your mayonnaise, and they gradually expose you to glucose so that way you can develop a tolerance, a acceptance, a love, a taste, an addiction to glucose, even though glucose is bad for you, because it heats up the brain so you can't think clearly. But you're hooked on sugar, Brother Will. So the system works like clockwork, because the system does something that is very, very, very important. And what does the system do? Always exposes you to an anxiety or fear-based stimuli. You ever watch the news at night? Think about it. How much fear do you see in the news at night? Let me ask the question again. Now, remember, you know what to do, but you can't do it. Because what you're doing is what you've been trained to do by being overstimulated, by being overly exposed to doing it. I'm going to expose you to sugar, and you wonder why you eat sugar. Sugar is in everything. You can get meat and there's sugar in meat. Why the hell is there sugar in meat? Now we got honey glazed ham. What the is that? Now, I actually like honey glazed ham. The body doesn't absorb the protein. It only absorbs the sugar. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because you have been exposed and you've learned your negative habit pattern. So that way you can't take action to move in a direction. You know what to do to lose weight, but you can't do it. Because you have always been stimulated not to do it. So you have been stimulated to stay in the box more than you are stimulated to get out. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't think you got it, brothers and sisters. You see, this is so deep that it baffles the imagination if you just look at it. If you were to just look at it, how it's systematic, first of all. And then after it's systematic, it does the one thing that you need if you want to be in the kingdom of God. The word sensitivity is actually the word empathy. Excuse me, it's actually the word sympathy. Sympathy and empathy, which is another word for compassion, which is another word for love. Systematic desensitization based upon overexposure to negativity. Brothers and sisters, this is, to me, one of the greatest marvels, and there's a lot of them, because this is neurological. This is why it's so effective. So the life management system deals with the neurological damage that has been done to the neurons so that way we can build a new neural net, a new neurological network based upon faith instead of fear. Systematic desensitization based upon overexposure to negativity. So they say overexposure, but they say this, they call it therapy. But see, this overexposure is critical that you understand how it works. Crazy, because when I talk to my clients and I ask them to expose themselves to faith, to expose themselves to love, to expose themselves to joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, most of them can't do that. So the question is why? Now, for me, it's real easy. The reason why? Overexposure to what? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. So if you are being exposed to your negative habit pattern, how do you stop being and doing your negative habit pattern? Now, I'm introducing you to your life-sustaining pattern. But you're too busy being exposed to your negative habit pattern to be exposed to your life-sustaining pattern. So there's this old Native American proverb. Everyone has two wolves. There's a good wolf and a bad wolf inside of you. Which wolf is going to win? Which wolf is going to prevail? Well, you feed. So overexposure therapy works based upon your attention. There's a war going on for your attention. So who do you pay attention to? Now, it's really, really interesting, because if you really look at it for what it is, if you really break it down, this, again, overexposure therapy, and I'm just keeping it really simple today, because I've given you the three things by which how this overexposure therapy works. Problem is, that's really not a problem, is even if you know these three things, that's not going to do anything to help you with those three things. So knowing this does nothing. You got to stop being exposed to it. Just like if you are, you know, exposed to or hooked on, say, porn, it's very, very important that you understand that the reason why it works is because you keep exposing yourself to it. So what do? Okay, you stop exposing yourself to it. But I'm addicted to it. Oh, you're addicted to it. So you got to expose yourself to porn if you're addicted to porn. Because guess what happens? Your body's used to seeing it. That's how you get stimulated. Getting stimulated, how are you going to get stimulated? Because that releases the dopamine. That gives you your fix or your high. Now, we could talk about drugs. We could talk about alcohol. Any addiction works upon the same three-step process. So I'm exposing you to something because it stimulates something. So I need to expose you to something positive that does the same type of stimulation. It's biological. It's basic physics. So if I expose you to fake Nunu, in this case, what happens if I expose you to real porn? Meaning, why about you get a girlfriend? Or how about you get a wife? How about you get a significant other? So that way, instead of, again, watching other people, you can engage in the act yourself. So you have to replace the negative habit pattern with a life-sustaining pattern. That's the reason for the life management system. Now, the problem is most people don't understand their life-sustaining pattern, meaning they replace the negative habit pattern with something that doesn't release the same amount of dopamine as the negative habit pattern. So the law of equal exchange is not met. So if I'm going to give you a life-sustaining pattern, your life-sustaining pattern must be more powerful than your negative habit pattern. Now, let me say that again. I don't think you got what I just said. If I'm going to do the shell game and switch out one pattern for the other, the life-sustaining pattern has to be more powerful than the negative habit pattern. That is why I tell all of my clients, nothing's going to happen until you find your design and put all of your attention into it. And most of my clients, unfortunately, are too busy multitasking because they're trying to keep the negative habit pattern while at the same time listening to my shows and reading my books and doing the life-sustaining pattern. Since you are giving more energy to the negative habit pattern, it ain't going nowhere. Remember, in an old Native American proverb, every man have two wolves inside of him. There's a bad wolf and there's a good wolf. Which wolf is going to prevail? The one that you feed. How do you feed? By your attention. So you're giving more attention to your negative habit pattern than you've given to your life-sustaining pattern. In fact, you don't even know what your life-sustaining pattern is. Oh, you got a problem there, boo-boo, and it's not going away. So, brothers and sisters, the dominant culture will continue to put school shootings in front of you, will continue to talk about the crime rate, will continue to put fluoride in your water, will continue to feed you genetically modified food, will continue to modify your weather. They will continue to systematically desensitize you so that way you get hooked on the chemical of poverty. You'll get hooked on the chemical of disease. You'll get hooked on the chemical of ignorance. You'll get hooked on the chemical of bad relationships. That way you'll settle for being negative instead of holding out for being positive. Brothers and sisters, this goes a whole lot deeper. It scratched the surface today. I need you to understand that everything that is being promoted, everything that you see on TV, the music, everything is by design. Number one, I need to identify the anxiety-inducing events. So I'm going to put a bunch of events in front of you. So let's say you're white. You don't really like black people. You see a black man get beat by a white guy. Hey, that causes no anxiety for you. I got to prevent something else. I'm going to get some white kids to go into a movie theater and shoot other white kids. Oh, that may get your attention a little bit. That may cause a little anxiety because if you're a father, you got kids, they're Caucasian. You don't want to see little Johnny get shot at the movies. So that produces a little anxiety. Okay, yeah. So we got you. Oh, but let's say you're Puerto Rican. Hey, I don't care about no black guy getting beat up. I don't care about no, you know, freaking white guy going to a movie theater. But, hey, remember that hurricane that just came through Puerto Rico, and what did Trump do? He didn't send no support. In fact, if I, last I checked, Puerto Rico, half of Puerto Rico still don't got no electricity. And your mother and grandmother, they back in Puerto Rico. Oh, okay. Now, got your attention, huh? Yeah. So let me make sure you understand. We got something for everybody. We being the dominant culture. They got something for everybody. So hang on, boo-boo. If your turn is up the bat, if that anxiety-producing event has not happened yet, hey, hang on. They got something planned for you. And then it's going to keep coming around. They got to overstimulate you. Overexposure. Exposure therapy works by exposing you to a stimulating event over and over and over again. Once I expose you to that event, the second step is, well, what are the people in Puerto Rico doing right now to cope with no electricity? I'm going to give you a generator. I can't fix your little electricity, but yeah, I'm going to give you a generator, you know, just to kind of help you cope with the fact that you don't have electricity. I'm going to give you a coping mechanism. Then once you get that coping mechanism, okay, I've stimulated you. I gave you something to cope. Now you have to accept your condition because you can't do nothing about it. You're going to never have electricity. So you're going to say, I don't need electricity. I got a generator. Boom, I got you. I got to get you to accept being unhappy. Now, you know you're not happy with no generator. You'd rather have electricity. In fact, you'd rather have what Nikola Tesla brought to the planet, free energy, where you can pull electricity straight out of the air without using a electrical company. But they did the same thing to Tesla that they're doing to you. And they do it to everybody on this earth. So everybody on earth now is accepted a dumbed-down version of the original. That's called Lucifer. So Lucifer, who's the prince of the air, he's given you a dumbed-down version of the original, and you accepted it. Me too. We all do. I'm just recommending that you start to step up and questioning the nature of your reality. Is reality really reality? Is your glass ceiling really a glass ceiling? Is that all you can make, $12 an hour? That's it, boo-boo? You make $12 an hour, you're happy as a lark. Is that it? That's good. Maybe it can be gooder so that way you can get to your goodest. But that's another study for another time. My brothers and my sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the best. biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never kind of sorta, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a number never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.